the Game Droids. This is a live episode. I guess they're all kind of live because we record them live. But this one in particular, like last week, is going to be on StickCam. And you can check that out on our website, GameDroids.com. Every Wednesday at 2 p.m. we'll be live. And I'm here today. Freddy's here today. And Kolob's here today.
You really should have a camera.
I doubt it. It's a radio show, dude. Nobody wants to see us.
Plus, we're fat and ugly.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, you know, if you're a supermodel,
speak for
you
yourself.
Want to be on a pose, you know, you go for it. You go for it. Yeah. So, Kolob, you had a question, right? You wanted to bring.
No, I thought we were gonna do that later in the show.
Let's do it now. Do it right now.
Or it's a teaser, quote, maybe. But later on in the show, we'll have a question from Kolob.
Nah. I want to know now.
God damn it! You don't like surprises, huh?
No. Go ahead, Kolob. Go say it. What is it? What's the question?
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they have to be gaming related, so I try to come up with gaming related questions.
Uh-huh.
And this one is just a simple one to start out with, but it's what's your favorite of all the video game characters? What's your favorite video game character? Not necessarily your favorite game or your favorite system, but your favorite individual character
in general.
Yep.
That would probably take some time.
Yeah, that's the first one that comes to my mind.
You have to be the first thing that comes to your head.
Well, my first one that came in my head was Sonic the Hedgehog.
But well, that's it.
That was the first character that I actually cared about. Because, like, that was the first video game that was ever, like, really mine, was Sonic the Hedgehog, the first one.
The one on the
Genesis?
Sega Master System?
Yeah, on the Genesis.
Yeah.
And, you know, ever since then, that was basically my favorite character.
I would have to say mine is Link.
Link's gay.
Legend of Zelda?
No, Sausage Links. No, yeah, Legend of Zelda. Hell yeah.
He's in Hot Links.
Because I used to love Zelda from, like, a long time ago, so. I don't know, that's the first picture that came to my mind. I was going to say Fallout.
You're looking on the Wii where Link has his shirt off and he's working out, don't you? Do you have to make him work out?
I've never even heard of that, and the fact that you know about that kind of bothers me.
Yeah, it's a little suspect, isn't it? He's like, you know, where he gets all sweaty and you see the sweat dripping off his muscles. And...
Ooh. Those Hyrulean men are just.
You're disgusting, dude. You're grossing me out. How about you, Kolob? What's your favorite character of all time?
My favorite character of all time is Ratchet from Ratchet and Clank.
So, like, when you think of video games, you think Ratchet and Clank, like, immediately?
Well, when I think of my favorite character, well, like, my favorite games are, like, first-person shooters, but usually you're not, like, you know, like Call of Duty, you're not really a character. You're basically yourself playing through your eyes.
Yeah, you're playing through your own eyes.
Yeah, so I really can't count that. You know, I can't. Oh, Master Chief. You know, you don't really play as Master Chief. You really just play as yourself. This way, I don't ever show his face or anything.
Uh huh.
So I have to go with Ratchet from Ratchet and Clank.
What's wrong with Link?
Nothing wrong with Link. Nothing wrong with Sonic, dude. It's just the fact that those are the guys or the characters that got us into the games.
Oh, they didn't get me into games. I was in games long before Ratchet and Clank. They're just my favorite game.
I'm saying Mario.
Me and Freddy, I guess, in our case, they, you know. The first games we played that we, you know, really stuck in our minds was, well, mine was Sonic the Hedgehog, and obviously his was Zelda, or Legend of Zelda.
In that case, I should have said Cecil from Final Fantasy.
Cecil?
Yeah.
My favorite version of Link is the Wind Waker, the cartoon version.
Wind Waker?
I like the one from Twilight Princess, my favorite one, where he's kind of grown up. He's not a little kid.
Yeah, that's the one where he's working out. That's your favorite one.
I like A Link to the Past. Old school top view Zelda.
That came out for the Game Boy Advance.
Where he's like an elf.
Yeah.
It had the four swords on it.
What?
The Game Boy Advance came out for that, and it had the four swords, like the side.
Yeah. Game. Yeah, but it came out originally for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Badass.
Isn't there like a code there too? It's kind of like a Castlevania too. Doesn't it have like a dark world and a light world and all this other kind of crazy stuff?
Yeah. That's part of the story, yeah. It's not really a code, it's just part of the story.
Oh, I thought it was a code.
I don't know.
That's how much I know about Zelda. I was thinking
Alucard, another good character.
Yeah, when I think Castlevania, I think Alucard. That's who I think about.
You ever played Castlevania Symphony of the Night? Go up.
Yeah, I have it on the PS3.
Excellent.
It was funny, I found out like years after I played that game, I was like, oh my god, Alucard is Dracula backwards.
Backwards?
You just realized it.
And I sent Chris a text. I was like, did you know that it's Dracula backwards? Yeah, dumbass. Oh, okay.
Fucking woke up in the middle of the night, cold sweat. It's Dracula!
I didn't fucking know. I thought it was awesome, though.
Shit, man.
Fucking
Holy
lame.
Holy shit. You know, this has been kind of a slow week for games. I don't know about you guys, but... kind of like, I don't know, this week me and Cole have been playing Saints Row 2. I seen a video that said best game of 2009, and even though it came out in 2008, I was like, yeah.
Really?
That's how badass it is. No, it's just fun, dude. It's just a fucking fun-ass game. Except when you play a co-op, all we seem to do is just get chased by the cops, but it's because he can't keep his pistol in his pocket. It's like, hey, co-op, I'm going to go over here. All these cops are coming out. Oh, never mind. Let's fucking run around for 20 minutes.
But my car, whenever we play together, I can't create a car because it just gets stuck on the ground.
Yeah, like, co-op has the worst luck. Like, he'll go into, like, the rim jobs or semi-broken or whatever. Put the car in there, and he'll start fixing it. But then he can't get out because the car's like halfway stuck into the ground.
Oh my god.
He's cursed.
And then it glitched out the one time where the cops were just coming after us for no reason. We were just standing there and the cops were just coming after us.
Yeah, dude. Like,
did you make your character black?
We were just driving around. Well, the one he
or
made.
Mexican.
My guy's Mexican. Maybe that's
why.
Colum's guy looks weird, dude. Like, he's wearing like bright green shorts and has like.
He's gone now.
Oh yeah, well, he made a crackhead now. He's all skinny and fucking cracked out.
I seen Chris's beauty of a fucking woman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious, dude. You know, the sad thing is that those are the types of girls that send me friend requests, like on MySpace. So I can hit those girls, man. Shit, dude. I should hit them
put
up.
A bag,
dude.
Over their head, man.
Shit. Over their body, too. There's no bags that big. I think what it is, they go, there's a husky fellow who's pretty handsome. I'm going to hit him up. Or, I don't know. Maybe it's kind
of sad. That's what I say. No, I'm just kidding.
Ew. I don't like dudes. I'm sorry. Oh, man. All right. Well, you know, Freddie actually is going to be our news guy.
Yep.
So he got some
who
news
am I?
Stories.
I'm nothing?
You are nothing, sir.
Chop liver.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Well, you're a question guy, so if you have any more questions lined up that we can think
you're
about.
You're also the tech guy. You know all the techy stuff. Like, you're all into
what
that.
What the hell was that?
I have no idea what that was.
I hear it. Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. Didn't come from my end.
Well, here's a new story here. I hear about Fallout. I guess it's like the next Fallout that's coming out. Do you guys like Fallout?
I love Fallout, dude. That's like one of my favorite games.
Yeah, that's
true. Probably 2009. You know, which I'm surprised they didn't win any awards.
No shit, huh?
It should've. Anyways, continue.
It's true. I guess we're coming out with another one, I guess. It's supposed to be before the bombs fell. You're supposed to be some Chinese agent over there. This is going to take place in New Vegas. It's going to be called New Vegas or Las Vegas.
A.K.A. Las Vegas.
Yeah, and I guess you're supposed to be, you know, right there by the Hoover Dam. They were going to set some bombs. And this is all speculation, of course. This is not fact.
What game is this?
Fallout. The Fallout
The next
series?
Fallout is coming out.
I think I have the first one. No, I don't. I'm thinking of another game. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I guess pretty much...
I didn't like Fallout.
You didn't like it? How dare you.
The Fallout
just like
3?
I don't like Mass Effect either. So.
Oh, man.
Get out. Blasphemy.
No. I feel like hitting with like a newspaper like a dog. No. Anyways. Tell you the story, Freddy. I'm interested. What's going on?
That hurt my feelings.
What's going on with Fallout?
Because I like both of those games like a lot.
Yeah.
Anyways. I guess the background, like, you're going to be there's going to be like a background story, if I could say that. You're going to be a ghoul this time. That's what it says, supposedly. You're going to be a ghoul, and you're going to have all kinds of different powers, kind of like those ghoul dudes.
Like the glowing ones?
You're going to have, like, some kind of special thing where you, like, some kind of radiation blast, like those glowing ghouls had.
The Hadouken?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's just going to be, like, a side mission or something, probably.
Okay, hold on. So
I've got news, too.
It's an Asian guy who becomes a ghoul and then all of a sudden has magic Asian powers.
Chinese agent. Well, I guess he's sealed somehow in a cave when the bombs go off.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it doesn't say how many years later he finally gets out of those caves, but he looks in the water and he's a ghoul. He realizes he's a ghoul after he takes off, like, his, sorry, I farted. After he takes off his, his armor. What? His armor. And, I don't know,
you
it
know
sounds
game,
cool to me.
You know a game that you should play?
Which one?
If you like Fallout, Borderlands, because it's 100 times better.
Oh, I have it on my my list.
I wouldn't say it's a good game.
Fallout?
It's fun. Yeah, but it's not as good as Fallout. No.
You haven't gotten far enough in it. Though. You played like an hour.
I played like 2 hours. Somebody's phone's ringing.
Yeah, it's me. I'm sorry.
Don't they know you're doing a live broadcast?
What the hell?
How dare they?
I sent a voicemail.
It's all this mom. He's all.
It's probably just gonna be just like, you know, the last Fallout, which is fine by me.
Good.
Yeah,
thank
actually,
God.
Yeah. Because, you know, those, I didn't play those downloadable contents because I'm waiting for the price.
Oh,
to
I did. I downloaded most of them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard they're, like, really good.
I liked them. I would download more, but I have no memory on my goddamn Xbox anymore.
How about you have a 20-gig hard drive?
I have the old school, whatever the hell. Yeah, 20-something.
Yeah, 20-gig.
It's so stupid is they make those damn hard drives so fucking expensive, dude.
Really? Like,
you can modify the hard drive, though.
You can?
No, you
it's
can.
Not that hard. How? Yes, you can.
Explain yourself, sir.
All you need to do is a laptop hard drive, and there's a kit that allows you to open up that little case, stick in your own hard drive, and throw it in, and the Xbox will read it. Like, the Xbox doesn't have a set limit to only go up to 120. You can actually put, like, a 320-gig hard drive if you really wanted to.
Damn, I never heard of that.
I know, me neither. Actually, is it an easy modification, or do you have to have, like, soldering skills and fucking...
I know how to solder.
I have no idea. I have a 60-gig hard drive, and I got, like, 30 gigs of space left, so I'm not really worried about it.
I got me an Elite system, which the CD-ROM on it broke.
Did
it? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I'm using my backup Xbox. Kind of sucks.
You can send that back?
Can you switch the hard drives out?
Yeah, of course. You could just switch mine. I just put it on my backup Xbox. Yeah, I got to send it out. It sucks, too, because I have the Resident Evil Red Xbox, the Elite. And I'm thinking, like, if I send that one back, I probably won't get it back.
You'll never see it again, yeah.
Yeah. I'm either going to get a white one or a black one, which kind of sucks.
Yeah. Well. I got some news if you want to hear it.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
News guy. Do you remember NBA Jam back in the early
90s? That used to be my favorite sports game, yeah. NBA Jam. That was bad.
Well, EA Sports bought it, and they're re-releasing it. They're making a new version of NBA Jam.
Really? I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, how come they didn't keep going with it?
That's not the entire part of the news, though.
It's going to be for the Wii.
It's Wii exclusive only.
Oh,
yeah. I fucking knew it, dude.
It ruined it.
It could be nothing else. It's like, what else could there be? What else?
I read the article like 2 days ago when it came out that EA confirmed that they were making, they bought the rights to NBA Jam.
Uh-huh.
But they were like, then they were like, we're going to make it online, we're going to make it interactive, yada, yada, yada. And it's only coming out for the Wii. And immediately I thought, well, you might as well not bother putting it online.
Exactly. Huh? You have this great fucking IP that, you know, part of the fun of it was playing your buddy. And they're going to basically fucking, you know, neuter it.
He's on fire.
Yeah.
That thing was bad.
I still like doing the hot spots where you fucking jump, like, across the whole fucking screen.
Do a triple flip.
I like using the Bill Clinton code where you can play as Bill Clinton.
You know, I always wanted to do that. I think the one code my cousin Ruby knew was the Mortal Kombat. You could put the Mortal Kombat characters in there.
I never heard of that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think you could use Scorpion's head or something like that.
Yeah, you know, the one he knew was Sub-Zero. It was like a Sub-Zero one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, because they were both by Acclaim at the time.
Yeah. Midway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Acclaim and then Midway. Or they got acquired by one or the other. I don't know how they all work out.
But... Doesn't matter. Just kidding.
Freddy's like, you're not the news guy. I'm the news guy.
No, I don't know about the
so they're taking NBA Jam, a game that people love to play. It was, you know, a game that was best played with other people. Put it on the Wii. And... But the worst online.
Well, you know, if it's going to be a success, I think that it might jump to, like, the PSN and Xbox Live arcade network.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
no, I think it's going to be a full game.
It's a Wii game, though. I mean, how big are Wii games? I mean, it's not like they're graphically...
Wii games are about 4 gigs. They're
really?
DVDs, just like Xbox games.
So it's going to be, like, a full-fledged next-gen title, quote-unquote?
Yeah, it's going to be a GameCube game.
Okay.
Basically, but
said Ubisoft is making that.
Yeah.
Oh, EA.
EA both.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're gonna do that anyway with the Wii controller. You need 4 buttons, like the Genesis had and the Super Nintendo had.
I'm sure they'll figure it out, dude.
I don't want to be waving my arms at the TV to play NBA Live, NBA Jam.
Well, nobody's gonna be playing it anyways because it's gonna be exclusive.
Yeah.
It's not like you can play your buddies. Or you can play. I guess you can play. You know, put in those friend codes that are like
one does
8,000 fucking letters.
Is that?
They should have it on Xbox 360, like, you know, so you can play your friend online instead of in the same room. That way, you don't get murdered by a psychopath 25-year-old. I'm just kidding.
Like, you're talking about that news story. Yeah,
yeah, there's something in the news here. There's a 9-year-old boy stabbed to death over an argument over they were playing Tony Hawk Ride. And I guess there was an argument.
It's not even a good game to get killed over.
Yeah, I know.
If you're going to get killed, it should be at least a good game.
Like Fallout.
Yeah, no kidding. Have a good reason to.
Soul Calibur.
So this 25-year-old dude stabbed the shit out of this 9-year-old kid. over a game.
Was it his kid?
I don't think it was his kid. He was probably family or family friends or something.
Still, the fact that he fucking stabbed a knife. Yeah. Anybody. That guy could be a fucking equal age. But a little kid, you gotta be a sadistic motherfucker to fucking
stab him in the face
kid.
And in the chest.
Exactly,
to
dude.
Death.
That's horrible.
That's horrible, man. See, he had a PlayStation 3.
Yeah,
it brings
up. Well, it might be because he had a PlayStation 3 instead of a 360.
Yeah, see, if he had an Xbox 360, you know, Xbox 360 saves lives.
That night you're all be talking right now, huh?
Yeah, see?
What a fucked up way to start your year, right?
That was a Christmas gift, too, that the little boy got for Christmas.
Well, if he had the Xbox 360, you know, what would have died first? Would the 360 have red ringed or the boy?
Oh,
that's true. You know, it's sad and it's so funny too, because like I love my Xbox, dude. And but you look at it and you go, that thing's gonna break. Like you're always on like, oh, it red rings. No. You know,
he literally makes love to it. It's slimy. It's nasty. Just kidding. That's probably why it always breaks.
No, that's why it stayed alive for so long. My first Xbox stayed alive for a long, long time.
Still going strong.
Yeah, you have one of the original ones too, right? Yeah.
Great, now that I said that's going to fuck up, watch. It has been fucking up.
It's because anyway. I went over there and I made love to it because mine was too sticky.
I knew it. I knew that wasn't my stuff.
Yeah, but no, it's just it's so weird though. Like, you look at them and you go, like, man, that thing's going to break one day. Ah, man, but I love it so much. It's going to keep on playing. Keep on playing.
You going to cry, Chris?
No. Fucking Xbox
gonna die one day. Yeah, it's not gonna be like when I rehooked up my Atari 7800 11 years later and it still worked. 11 years now, my 360 is gonna be long dead.
I bet your Sega Genesis and Nintendo shit still works too.
Not the original Nintendo, that never worked.
Yeah, it did. Well, you have to do the special way. You have to blow into the cartridge and then fucking like
and slam it in there.
Yeah, a couple ties, up and down, and then. You know,
mm. If people talk about Nintendo, was always quality. The first big Nintendo system was shit quality. Was awful quality.
The Nintendo.
Don't you stick it in the front?
What?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Which one are you referring to? Call up.
The first Nintendo, the one you had to keep. You had to, like, punch the top of it and like shake it to get it to work.
Yeah, with the little square controllers.
Yeah, sometimes it would. Sometimes the game would start, and you get like halfway through it, and then it would just stop.
Yeah. What were your guys' magic tricks to make that shit work?
I hit the top. If I smacked the top, then it would work for some reason. It would start, the screen would skip, 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 then I would smack the top and it would stop skipping.
I would put the shirt over the game and go, blow on it, and then you would stick it in there and kind of like not stick it in there all the way, and then just kind of push down and I kind of slam it in there, like in a way, like.
Kind of like a push forward.
That's what she said.
Slam it in there.
Do you guys like anything Star Wars, like you know, Luke Skywalker?
I like the first three movies.
I like all the Star Wars universe stuff.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
Well, not all of it. Not everything. Don't get me wrong.
Is this leading into a story?
The new movies, they're really crappy.
They're pretty much, there's another story in here, like why Mark Hamill has never played, you know, has never voiced for Luke Skywalker in anything. Well, because he's too damn old, I think, you know? Even though I love the guy, and he's only ever been in...
He's my hero.
Star Wars.
He's one of the people whenever I see him like on screen or hear his voice, be like, oh, that's Mark Hamill. That's so fucking awesome.
That's so funny. Yep.
Is someone moving around over there?
Can you hear that?
I can hear it.
You hear a door opening up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody keeps opening the door. Chris.
Anyways, Mark Hamill.
Oh, that's pretty much it. Like, you know.
That's
like,
pretty much it.
Do you think he would ever make like a be in like Star Wars, like older ones where Luke Skywalker is older? You know.
But they're talking about making another Star Wars movie that's a sequel to the first three, so it'd be a sequel to the prequel. Yeah. To the sequel.
No,
that's not a prequel.
It'd be a sequel to the original prequel. Wait, no.
No, yes. It's a sequel to the original.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
To the original.
Even they're also thinking about making another. They're making another Freddy Krueger movie, but I digress.
Oh, who cares about that though, man?
I love Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger is okay, but yeah, but they should keep him where he was. That why are they fucking dragging this old corpse out?
They're not. They're resetting it.
Are they gonna hope for like a Star Trek?
Like how they've been doing everything.
Yeah. Well, if the new, I like the new Star Trek movie.
Well, they're doing a crossover with Freddy Krueger in space, where he kills like half the crew of the Enterprise.
Didn't they have something like not that, but like Jason X or some shit like that, where he was
in
space?
Yeah, it was awful.
And he was like frozen and like.
He had a silver mask, and he was like floating around, and it was awful.
That's funny.
Greatest movie ever. What does that have to do with Mark Hamill?
What?
I don't know.
He's going to be the next Freddy.
Though is with Mark Hamill actually is like the like you guys are saying the prequel or the sequel to the original, just like make a new Star Wars saga, but with him in the.
Oh,
the
that's
video
what
game.
I'm talking about. They're trying to get Lucas to do a Star Trek Star Wars crossover. I read that about 2 weeks ago, but he doesn't want to do it.
I agree. No, they
I'm
should
glad.
Leave it alone. Yeah,
I'm glad.
Too many different things, and it'll probably you know.
Well, what they
clash.
Could do is have the Enterprise go into like a black hole, which takes them into another dimension, which they were thinking about doing.
Yeah, that was
so good. It wouldn't interfere with the continuum or
no,
whatever you want to call
they
it.
Should be, they should leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah, that's something they should just leave those two universes separate.
No, see, I want to see it. Even if it's bad, I want to see it.
What is all
well, there's so many different stories like in the Star Wars universe. I mean, look at all those books they have. I've read like six of them already, and they're pretty damn good.
Yeah, Freddy's neighbor has like two crates full of them. Like literally, no, I'm serious.
No, it's one big
I'm
one.
Not joking. That's not a joke. that's
they're,
factual.
They're good
shit.
Stories, though. I mean, you start to read them, you can't put them down. They're good.
I don't know. I disagree with that. I bought two of them. I got about halfway through one book, and that was it.
Which one?
The Bounty Hunter Saga.
That's the best one with Boba Fett.
I guess that's his name. I just like.
Yeah, the
7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, the Mandalorian armor and the other
I guess.
One.
I don't know. I got about halfway through it and was like,
No way.
I'm done with this. Because Chris knows I hate to read. As he always tells me, you read too many books before you watch movies. You ruin all the movies for me.
I like, he ruins the movies for himself.
I like reading. Reading is good. Learn some stuff. Learn some letters.
You don't learn anything from Star Wars that you can use in real life.
Yeah, you
well,
do.
No, but it's a story.
You learn how to be a badass Mandalorian.
Now you learn how to read about it. Then you go out on the street and try to be a badass one. You just get beat up.
Unless you're actually a badass. Well, then funny. You learned a lesson. Leave the being badass to the badasses. I don't know.
Well, I disagree. I think those are good books. Well, but then again, I like the whole Star Wars thing.
I read the Mass Effect book. I didn't really like that either before the game came out.
Well, you don't like the game. I figured you wouldn't like the book.
Well, I read the book like because it came out like a year before the game came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, do we have any reviews this week?
Do you, Chris?
Not really. I have a kind of a preview review of, what's that one game?
Brutal Legend.
Ugh, boo.
It's not that bad. It's not that great either, but it's not that bad.
It's not that bad, it's not that great. I hate when people say that, because that basically means it's pretty bad.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
It's tolerable.
It's not
$60 for tolerable is too much money.
Well, I rented it, so yeah, I wouldn't buy it. But it's definitely it's an average game, I would say. If there was nothing else to play, I guess I would play it.
Is Jack Black's voice in it a lot?
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Well, he's the main character.
That's all I need to know. That's I'll never ever touch it. I will stay as far away from that game as I could possibly stay.
The voice fits the character he's playing.
Yeah. I hate Jack Black.
And it's not.
So do I.
Yeah, well, Freddy does too. No, but like the whole world, like it's what's cool about the game though is that the whole world that the guy built, the director's name. But everything in that whole world has to do something with like rock and roll. You know, so like you might go to
heavy metal.
Oh yeah, heavy metal. You know, it basically looks like a heavy metal cartoon. Those pictures that you would see, you know, like Led Zeppelin and shit like that. Like,
it's silly, is what it is. It's supposed to make you laugh, you know, like, oh yeah, that's funny, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like in a stupid kind of way, you know.
Yeah, like the evil guy. Like, there's a hair metal band. Is like one of the evil guys, one of the evil characters. So it's, I don't know.
Why Jack Black?
Though
he's not
like, next week
heavy metal.
When I finish the game. What's that?
Jack Black's not a heavy metal artist.
Well, I know that's what is funny though, you know, like.
Why not get Metallica or someone else to do it?
Well, no. See, the thing is that
it's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, he's a roadie. He's not even a musician in the game. He's just a guy who helps the
doesn't
rock
he kill people
good.
Hitting him with a guitar?
What's that?
Doesn't he hit people with a guitar?
Yeah, he has a guitar.
That's stupid.
he has an axe. No, that's what it is though. Like you gotta see what you gotta do. You gotta see the intro to the game so you can see how it's like.
I don't
want to
see the game.
Okay.
It has Jack Black in it.
But see, look,
I hate him as much as you do. But I mean, see, I wanted to play the game still.
But, yeah, but it's so you can't really say, "Oh, I hate something" without even looking at it.
Well, the good thing about Brutal Legend is it's all about five copies.
But to say like automatically say, "Oh, this is stupid," you know, it's fucking dumb.
It's Jack Black. It's stupid.
I agree. I hate that son of a bitch. I despise him. But, I mean, it's a game. I don't know. Ow. Damn, that hurt.
What the hell did you just
Chris,
do?
Chris smack you?
I was clipping my nail on my finger, and, like, it shot me in the face.
You clipping your nails?
Yes. That shit hurt. I think I might need a Band-Aid. Did you guys hear about this? They accidentally put that movie Armored.
Oh, on the PSN network?
Yeah.
Yeah, they figured nobody was watching it in theaters, so they might as well put it online for free.
Did they?
Yeah.
For free?
Yeah, it was for free for a while. It was like an accident. Like, oops, we accidentally put it on there for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, and still nobody downloaded it.
Not one person. No, I'm just kidding. No, no, that's not true. Some people did. They seen it and, you know, they got it.
Yeah,
you know
who
downloaded
it?
The people who uploaded it, just to see if it worked.
I know. Yeah. I never seen that movie. It looked kind of stupid to me.
It is stupid.
You seen
what
it?
What movie is
it?
Armored. It's about that armored truck. It's with Lawrence Fishburne and some other guy who I don't know.
Oh, yeah, where they try to rob the bank and then they try to rob the truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started watching it on the PSN network.
Is that Lawrence Fishburne? Fishburne?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Fucking Morpheus right there, dude.
I didn't recognize. I was looking at him, but like, who the fuck is he? Oh, that one?
And the other guy standing next to him in
the photo.
The
Outsiders? Or...
Yeah, yeah. But he looks like the guy from Entourage, Johnny Drama. I don't know if you guys watch that show.
No, I don't.
Nope.
He looks like him. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Isn't this the guy from the show The Prisoner? Oh, no, I mean...
Prison Break.
Who is that? The fucking...
Like the Puerto Rican dude.
That guy's also in Transformers. He's always plays the same... Well, yeah.
Hey, mommy and papi and... Oh, God.
Oh, did you guys... You know, speaking of movies and that guy in particular, did you guys see Max Payne, the movie?
No.
With Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
No.
I hate Mark Wahlberg.
So stupid, dude. Sir. That is probably by far the worst video game movie I've ever seen.
Is it? Do you know what the general rule about movies is?
What's that?
If Mark Wahlberg is the lead character, it sucks.
There was that one that he did.
Was he? I don't know, cause like
Shooter,
that was alright. That was an okay movie.
No, there's one where like all the people start killing themselves for no reason. Did you see that one?
And Mark Wahlberg's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was stupid too.
You know what though? He's actually not a bad actor, but for some reason in that movie, I don't know if that's the role he had to be, bad actor.
That's the one when M. Night Shyamalan made that.
Yeah,
movie,
yeah.
Where grass is killing everybody.
Yeah. But yeah. It almost seemed like if he was overdoing the bad act, like, oh my God, like normally he's a better actor than this. Why the hell is he acting like that? Like,
Mark Wahlberg is the actor they get when no other actor wants the role. When they go through like Will Smith and Tom Cruise and everyone else, they go to the bottom of the barrel to Mark Wahlberg because they know he'll take the part for like $1,000. You know
what movie he was really good on? That movie Fear. You ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen that. Was he the main character?
He's
one of the main
characters,
yeah.
Okay, so he's
What's her name? Is Reese Witherspoon or that other broad? I always confuse them.
Because I watch his movies, and I don't consider him like a bad actor.
He's good in The Departed, but he's only in it for like 9 minutes.
So is it like...
I recommend watching that movie, though. It's a good movie.
When he's in the movie, but not the main character, the movie's good. But when he's the main character, the movie's bad.
Yeah, that's my theory about Mark. Have you seen The Departed?
What about Boogie Nights?
Yeah, that wasn't that great when you really look at it.
I did see The Departed. Yeah, Boogie Nights is a little overrated. I did see, what the hell did you say? The Departed.
The Departed?
Yeah.
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 He's great in that, but he's hardly on screen. It's like when he's not the main character, they can hide all his flaws. When he's the main character, all his flaws come to light, and the movie's not that good.
I just hate how he always has that soft voice, like, hey guys, no.
Oh, then you're not going to like Fear.
How's your mother?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just sensitive, but I'm a killer.
Well, that's pretty much the whole movie of Fear.
Mark Wahlberg's gonna find all three of us and fucking kill us in our sleep.
Hey, I'm over here. I'm gonna kill you guys.
Hey, buddy, what's up? You're making fun of me.
He'll only kill
us
in our sleep if he's not the main character.
Hmm.
If someone else is controlling the strings, he'll kill us in our sleep.
I don't know. M. Night Shyamalan, though, that's not Mark Wahlberg's fault, dude. It's just M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, even Shooter, I mean, that's not good. That's just an action flick that you could throw anyone in to be the lead character. It's not like, oh, Mark Wahlberg had to be that character to make the movie.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If you haven't seen it, I recommend watching it. It's pretty good, in my opinion. Fear.
I gotta check that out.
I don't know what her name is. I always mix up. I don't know if it's Reese Witherspoon or the other broad that. Ah, man, what's the other bitch? No, it's not Brittany Murphy.
I was going to say that right now. How did you know that? I was going to bring down Brittany Murphy.
Before you even say that. No, it's not. Holy shit, he has ESP. No, madam, I don't have ESP.
He has ESPN or something.
ESPN.
That's on what movie? Is it on White Chicks? I think it's White Chicks that fucking they say that shit. Call Up has his camera on and his shirt off. It's disgusting.
What?
Is that what that was?
I don't know.
I don't have my camera on.
I
guess it changed. I don't know. My computer, like, it had the little screens up, and it still says you have your camera on.
No, if you see anything, it'd be a light bulb behind me, and I have a flannel shirt.
Oh, you know, I have a kind of a bone to pick with YouTube. They fucking, they took down my Gay Tony video of the guy having sex on the game. Because I had two videos up. One was from one of the missions where he fucks some chick in the bathroom. And it's like, well, he fucks the chick, right? But it's, they have their clothes on, and that, I mean, that's pretty much it. They just have their fucking clothes on, right? And it's a fucking cartoon looking, like, it, you know, nobody could watch that and mistake that for people actually fucking. But they took that video down because they said copyright infringement. Fine. Okay, whatever. The
you
second
have to
one
protect
I put.
Protect the children!
Yeah. So fucking idiot. It only takes one fucking moron to do something like that. The second video I had was of him dancing in the club, and then he has sex with the chick in the bathroom, which you don't even see. And then the second one, and then another chick he fucks, but like he bends over a table. But they're all wearing the clothes. They're just wearing the clothes. She's not fucking moaning or nothing. They're just making the gestures of fucking. And they took that one down today. Cause
so it's like dancing.
Yeah, because they said it had nude content. Nude and lewd content in it.
But it wasn't nude.
I know. That's
lewd
what I was like.
Content, maybe. But
yeah, if it was naked, of course, I'm not going to fucking put that up on YouTube and, you know, take that down. So,
well,
yeah.
They made a big deal about what's it called? Grand Theft Auto, where it looks like he's getting hit. Remember, a long time ago?
Yeah, the hidden coffee mod or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, no, he would actually have sex with chicks.
Oh, I thought they just kind of showed her, like, kind of, like, sucking his...
No, they showed no sucking cock.
Isn't that what it was?
No, that wasn't it. Maybe it was a different Grand Theft Auto. Maybe it was
San Andreas.
San Andreas is the one where he actually bones chicks. But you would have to, like, illegally modify your game to actually play that. And, you know, like... Of course, it blew out of fucking proportion. Hillary Clinton leading the charge on fucking, like, all these games and, you know, the children and fucking... But, like, these games are, like, made for adults. I don't know, why is that such a hard concept to, like, grasp for people?
Or, hey, when somebody kills something, he was playing this game right before that. Like, yeah, because, you know, out of the millions of people that played violent video games, you know, there'd be millions of people killing motherfuckers, you know?
You're like the guy who stabbed his 9-year-old son for fucking winning. Well, you know, like, what do you call it? I heard some people were making a big old fuss, like, in that movie Avatar. I guess the fictional characters were smoking.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, like...
They were smoking?
Yeah, they were... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even fucking remember.
I'm like, I don't remember him smoking.
I know, what's her name? So, Gorny Weaver smokes at the end of, like, one of her things. She's like, I need a cigarette. That's all she said. I need a cigarette. And, like, people are making a big deal about that. It's like... Who gives... You know, okay, besides all the fucking murder and genocide that's going on in that fucking movie, they decide to complain about the cigarette smoking.
Well, because they need something to complain about, you know? I mean, it's all these fucking, I don't know.
These right-wing wackos.
Goody
dude.
Fucking two-shoes. Fucking,
yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
Jesus wouldn't have done that. Uh-huh. Not them in particular, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why religion makes me sick. Anyways, that's another topic.
Religion and coal up make me sick.
But you keep coming back for more.
No, I feel bad for you. He has no friends. Oh, man.
Why does this punch my balls?
Why do what?
What is that?
Oh, no, during that song we were playing earlier of your favorite fucking song.
Oh.
Your favorite...
Yeah, the fucking
song.
Blue Dragon. God.
Oh, it's not there no more.
Good.
Yeah, Colop's like, this reminds me of that song, Punch My Balls, or something like that.
It's an anime.
But I don't know what you're talking about. There's an anime called Punch My Balls?
No, it was a line in the song.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
It's just, you were playing that music, it reminded me of that sound like that.
Yes. Oh. Here, let's...
Anyway, I have two reviews if you want to hear them.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Sure, why not?
Do you want me to do the headset or the game first?
Do the game, because you did the headset last week, but nobody heard it, because, you know, that show sounded like garbage, so the sound quality was really bad, so we're missing an episode.
All right. I got the Hot Shots Golf for the PS3. It's called Hot Shots Golf Out of Bounds.
Does Tiger Woods fuck a bunch of chicks in there?
No, you can probably create him if you want to, though. But the thing I like about the Hot Shots series overall is that it's for people who are golf idiots like I am, who, unlike Tiger Woods, I don't feel like going through each golf club and having to have the perfect, you know, swing.
So it's like an arcade title.
Yeah, it's more like an arcade game where you hit the button once to get your swing to the top, and then when it goes down towards the bar, you hit it a second time to get it to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more just about aiming than how your swing. Like, you just want to aim towards the hole instead of like Tiger Woods, where you have to worry about the wind, you know, and 20 other obstacles.
Is that the Avatar game you're talking about?
No, he's talking about Hot Shots Golf for PSN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Somebody's paying attention.
It's on PlayStation 3. But overall, what I would suggest is, if you have a PlayStation 3 and you've never played a Hot Shots game, download the Hot Shots Golf 2 off the PlayStation Network for $4.99. And if you like that, you'll like this, because it's basically the same game, but it has updated graphics for, you know, widescreen, high def, and it's got online, which the you know, the PlayStation 1 didn't have.
And if you don't like it, Koloff will reimburse your money.
I will reimburse your money through Chris, who runs the show.
Yes. Okay.
So that's my. It's not really much to review. It's golf. You know what we can you possibly say about it? You either like it or you don't.
All right, and then your headsets.
All right. Just like deja vu. I got the Ear Force X 4 headset, the newer one. There's the X4 ones and that. There's the X4 and the X4 ones. And I got the X4 ones, which just came out, which are supposed to simulate 7.1 surround sound. But that doesn't make any sense, because it only has digital audio in, which can only handle 5.1. But overall, I like the headsets, because when I'm wearing the headsets, it feels like I'm listening to 5.1 without the headsets. Like, sometimes I'll reach over to, because I have other people living here, I'll reach over to try to turn the sound down on the receiver before I realize, oh, it's the headset, so I don't have to turn it down. Because it basically sounds like an open-air 5.1 surround sound. It has good bass. When you're playing games, you can hear people coming up behind you. Like, when you play Modern Warfare, you can actually hear blades of grass. Like, I can hide. Like, if I can hear someone trying to sneak up behind me and stab me now, which gives me somewhat of an edge, I guess. But overall, if you don't have money for 5.1 surround sound, or you just want to, you know, you don't want to have the noise if you have people living with you or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I would highly recommend these headsets. So
I think I should get something like that, because me and my brother Wes, we play Xbox in my room a lot, because I have, you know, my overhead projector, and he has he uses my TV. So, you know, we have two Xboxes in here going, and we're playing Call of Duty together. And, you know, on my left, I can hear my TV, and then, you know, I also have my surround sound hooked up. So it's a lot of, like, conflicting sounds.
Yeah.
I'll hear gunshots on his screen, or I'll hear somebody walking on the TV he's playing on, and I'll look around thinking that it's on mine. Does that make any sense?
That makes sense.
So if I had something like that, I think it would be easier, because, you know, we could both have our headsets on, and, you know, we'll be more into what we're playing.
Well, I could, if you want, I could sell you my X3 headsets, which are the same thing, but they're just left. They're not surround sound.
The X4s one you got right now, to send them over.
Yeah, right. I can't sell them for $40, but I mean, if you want, the X3s are like $100 still in the store.
How much are those, by the way, the ones you have right now currently?
The surround X4. Sound or the original?
The X4s, the surround sound.
X4s are $199.99.
$200?
Yeah, but I had a $100 Best Buy gift certificate that I got for Christmas, so.
Yep, you should send me a pair of call-ups, since you're rich.
Are we talking about shoes? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Well, now, real quick about the headsets too is if you have the audio in, you know, you can plug the digital audio into the surround sound, but it also has an out, so you can run it through to your still run it to your actual surround sound, so you don't have to buy like extra wires and stuff like that.
Excellent.
And you also have the old, like, say you want to connect two things to it, you have the red and white jacks just for stereo surround, so you can actually hook your Xbox up to it. Like, I have my Xbox and my cable box hooked up to it, and the cable box is just using left and right sound.
That's pretty cool.
So I think it's worth it. I mean, it's a lot cheaper than buying a surround sound system.
Well, actually, I like my surround sound system. You know, there's one thing, like, to hear, like, the bass and stuff like that, but, like the other night I watched the Star Trek movie, and, you know, I had the surround sound going and all that, and I like, you know, when the ships are fighting or flying or an explosion or something, you can actually kind of feel it from the bass. It's pretty cool. It's like it's like going to the movie theater, I guess. You know,
yeah.
Closest thing you can get to the movie theater. But, you know, another thing would be, like, to have that headset would be, you know, like you said, you don't want to disturb anybody around you, so, you know, that's perfect. So I guess
the only one thing with the headset I noticed is that you can hear, like, you hear the lower sounds better than you do with an open surround sound.
Uh-huh.
If that makes sense, like I was saying, like in Call of Duty, you can hear the wind blowing and like the blades of grass. Like, you don't hear it as well with the open surround sound as you do with having it directly in your head. Does that make any sense?
That makes sense, and I would partly agree with you, because if you have like something, well, when my brother's not playing in my room, and I'm playing by myself, I turn it up, and you can hear that. You can hear people walking around. You can hear.
Yeah.
Gunshots behind you. You can hear if the guy's coming from the left, from the right. You know, it's really cool to have that sound in there. I don't know if it. I guess it would give you an advantage too, because you can hear people coming from
the
back left or back right or forward left. You know.
Well, I played a game the other night, which you sent me an invitation to Saints Row, and remember I didn't join for like 10 minutes because I was in a game where I had 15 kills and 6 deaths, which for me is like usually the other way around.
Yeah.
So.
Do you play Call of Duty on your projector, or do you play it on
TV? I do everything through the projector now. I just have the TV sitting there as backup.
It's cool, isn't it?
I don't have anything cool.
You will, Freddy.
It's 140 inches. Oh. I can't beat that.
Let's see. So how was you guys' New Year's, now that we're done with all the gaming stuff?
I watched Mystery Science Theater's New Year rung in, because I was supposed to go to a party, but then... my friend messed up ordering tickets, and then someone got sick, and things. You know how sometimes people make plans and everything falls apart
because of one person.
And then I was just like, "Hell with it, I'm staying home." So I just watched Mystery Science Theater over Netflix as a New Year rung in.
Because I hate watching Times Square. Is that a movie?
Huh?
What the hell?
Oh, my phone's ringing. I'll let that.
I just got drunk in my mom's house.
Did you by yourself, or you were with your girlfriend, though, right?
Tony came over for a little bit, because he went with his friends, his other friends. My girlfriend was there, Willie was there, who else? It's
pretty much Willie, did you tell him I said hi?
Willie? How do you know Willie?
Huh?
How do you know Willie? No,
big Willie Money?
No, my cousin Willie. William Wade.
Free Willie?
they used to make fun of him like that in school. He used to get all pissed because he was kind of fat when he was younger.
He was fat, right? Like, yeah, he's all skinny now. Skinny bastard.
Funny.
Me, I probably should have went with Tony to that party. Would have been a lot more fun than where I went.
Yeah, what did you do?
I went with our, we have like, you know, a couple circle friends, and I went with, I guess, my friend Alex and our other buddies. And there was like maybe 5 or 6 of us. And we went to some chick's house who was having a black and white party. You know, where everybody had to dress in black or white. And, you know,
you sent me a text message just now?
You sent me a text message right now, so I sent you on my back.
Oh, I sent that text message like an hour ago.
Oh, I just got it.
Damn.
Anyways, so the party was going smooth, right? I mean, it was, you know, Happy New Year, blah, 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 you know. So about an hour into it, one of the guys that was with us was getting in an argument with somebody.
Like always.
Like always, yeah. So, like, you know, they're about to start fighting, and
who?
Some guy named Paul, Pan's brother Paul.
Oh.
And he was actually going to fight my friend Jason, who was at the party who I haven't seen since like high school.
Ochoa?
Yeah, Jason Ochoa was there. Oh. And now everybody knows his name.
Oh, well, now you can edit it out.
Anyways, so yeah, him and his friends, and you know, his friends were cool. I mean, I was talking to like pretty much everybody there. So I was like cool with, you know, with them, and you know, I don't know, I just like, okay.
What was the deal though? What was
going on? Nobody knows. Nobody knows why anybody fought. They just like I grabbed Paul, I was taking him out of the party, and
like fists? Like they started
going fists? Well, first they were gonna fight, and then they kinda broke it up, and I was like, hey Paul, let's go, dude, let's go, I'll take you home. So I was, you know, I was walking him out the door pretty much. And the guy he was arguing with was, I guess, on the other side. Like, he kind of got into the living room at the same time Paul was in the living room. Mm. So Paul just fucking ran towards him and just started punching him. And that's like when all hell fucking broke loose, dude. Everybody was fucking punching everybody.
Why do you think I don't go with those motherfuckers anywhere?
Exactly.
Every time it's fucking
funny, dude.
Well, they wanted, like, their fucking friends wanted to kick my cousin's ass because, you know, some kind of stupid shit happened.
Well, your cousin was stealing his beer. But it's no excuse to fight somebody.
No, well, my cousin gave it back to him, and he just wanted to be a badass in front of his friends.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Yeah. That was actually their friend's friend, I think.
Their brother's friend or something.
Yeah, on that particular occasion. No, but this one, dude, I mean, everyone was fucking fighting, and it was funny because, like, the whole floor is all tile.
Sorry.
And, you know, there's broken beer bottles and fucking alcohol and shit all over the floor, so you see everybody, like, fighting and slipping everywhere and fucking falling down and... It was just a big fucking clusterfuck of mess. And I'm kind of standing there like, what do I do? Because, like, you know, on one hand, my friend Jason is getting fucked up, right? But he's getting fucked up by my other friends.
I don't know who the fuck Paul is.
So I would be like, I was like, I'm just going to stand here and let them fight. Because I had no idea why they were fighting. I think it was stupid. I think the guy looked at Paul wrong for some reason. And Paul just, like, fucking lost it.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, it's like, is he
a cholo
stupid.
Or what?
No, he's not cholo. He's more like rockabilly looking type dude. But it was just dumb. He was drunk, and it was just like, it was fucking dumb, dude. After the fight was over and everybody, we broke up and, you know, taking off and shit, the fools, they were like, why were we even fighting? Like, they didn't even know why the fuck they were fighting. It was just like, Paul and the other guy started fighting, and everybody started backing up everybody's friends, I guess.
Oh,
so I'm just standing there going, you know, I'm not going to get involved.
Come on, guys.
I'm going to let them fight, you know. I mean, I stood my ground and, like, you know, if anybody approaches me, of course I'm going to defend myself. But I don't know. It was just fucking dumb, dude. I was like, oh.
Who was Jason there with? Was he there with the usuals? Or?
Well, some people I don't know who was. His girlfriend is...
Is Alex there?
Alex there. Yeah, Alex was there. Fucking. It was Alex, Joel. I mean, not Joel. Alex, Efren, Eddie... Paul.
No, I meant Jason's friend Alex. Remember that dude used to drive a truck and got that one chick pregnant?
Oh, no. Yeah. None of the old people he used to hang out with. He didn't hang out. He hangs out with a complete new set of people.
Oh, all right.
He hangs out with one of Chepa's cousins. Not that anybody.
Cool. It's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Well, I gotta go in a minute, so I'm just.
Oh, really?
Well, if you gotta go, we'll wrap it up, dude.
Yeah.
Nah.
We've been on for what? Like 35 minutes already? 45 minutes? The brown one right there.
I guess 48 minutes.
48 minutes. Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's good enough. That's pretty much what I did on my New Year's. I also went to go paintball on Sunday, which was pretty
fun. All right, I'll talk to you later. I just gotta head out.
All right.
Later.
All right.
That's funny about that, dude. Is that did I tell you that some kid had a panic attack?
When? Where?
At paintball when we're playing paintball.
That's funny.
My poor little kid, dude.
My girlfriend gets panic attacks.
He got shot and he fucking just jumped on the floor and some asshole. It's just like the guy who stabbed that 9-year-old kid.
Yeah. Overkill or kept shooting at him or what?
He started shooting at him and the kid, I guess the kid just went in the fetal position. Like, started screaming.
Well, how small was he?
I don't know. He was probably like 10.
Poor kid.
He was a little kid, dude. He was just, probably about 4 or 5 feet high. Taller than me.
I was gonna say, damn, fuck him then. Son of a bitch.
Well, yeah, he had like a vest on and everything, dude. It was pretty fun, dude. It was good times. I guess this wraps it up for this episode of Game Droids. As always, Chris and Freddy and Colop, you know, he just bounced right now, so I guess we'll end the show here. If you want to check us out, every Wednesday we're gonna be broadcasting this live, so you know you can be able to call in and comment and stuff like that. We also have a chat room open. You know, I didn't even check if anybody was in there. Just talking. And if you want to email us, it's gamedroids@live.com and check out our website at gamedroids.com. You can also iTunes, we're on Zoom Network and all that other stuff. And that's about it for this week. We'll see you guys next week.